To Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, by now, you are probably going a little stir crazy at home. All of America is homebound, and most people are working from home. Kids are home. Schools are being conducted at home, and it is amazing. I'm amazed at how many people have found resourceful ways to make things happen all at home. Obviously, special thanks to all of the people on the front lines that are going out to work still. And with that being said, they have to continue on with their normal routines. But for the bulk of the people that have had to change their routines, I thought it'd be an interesting show today to talk about how can we develop habits that will keep us healthy and sane during the next few weeks while we're at home. I have to chuckle because one of the things that I have found humor in, and we have to laugh during these horrible, horrible times, are the memes that are popping up on Facebook and on social media. And maybe it's me. Maybe it's because I'm in the fitness and wellness industry. But it seems to me that there are an awful lot of them that are insinuating that people are going to gain a lot of weight during these next few weeks of being cooped up at home. And yes, we ran out. We bought a bunch of food. Our shelves are stocked. And now we're home all day. So we're sort of in the situation of wow, this is actually how you would gain weight if you were purposely trying to gain weight. So we all have habits, big or small, healthy or unhealthy. Our habits combine to form routines that play out every day for us. Most of this is done without us even having to think about it. That's why we understand the importance of having good habits. Sometimes it's tough to stick to a healthy daily routine. Today, you'll learn more about why setting a routine can be a challenge. By understanding the root causes of your behaviors, you'll learn how to make these changes and stick to them. You'll also discover some positive daily routines that can lead you to a healthy, happier life. Finding and adapting the right daily routine will re-energize you and help you regain all of this wasted time. Your mind and body will thank you for the decreased anxiety and the extra care that you have given it. So I obviously know with working with people that this is a high anxiety time. And because we've gotten thrown into this situation with very little time to plan, the anxiety levels of people have certainly increased. Had we had a time to sit down and plan out, what do we do? We're going to be home for 6 weeks. How are we going to plan our days? We could have had experts write out daily routines for us, and we could have had schools set out daily routines for our students, but we didn't. We got thrown into this. So we have habits. We all have these habits, and now we've been forced to change them. One of the top things, in fact, the top thing that I expect from my clients when they join my program is to develop healthy habits that they could stick to for a lifetime. We need to understand the importance of these habits. And once we understand the importance of these habits, they will start to make better sense. So finding and adapting these daily routines is really going to be what is going to make a healthier, calm, and higher achieving you. All right. So let's talk about this habit thing before I start rambling off on how you can create better habits for yourself. I want to take a second to think about some of the habits that you already have, your daily habits. For me, I wake up in the morning. First thing I do is I brush my teeth. Some people don't do that first thing. Some people might drink a glass of water. Some people might go to the bathroom. Some people might wash their face. Whatever your daily habit is typically what you will do for, my gosh, years and years and years and years and years until you are forced to change it. When are you usually forced to change a habit? Well, oftentimes you're forced to change a habit if you move, if you switch jobs, if you switch people that you live with. Once those habits are changed, it doesn't take very long for you to adapt. Once you adapt, you don't even think about the old habits that you used to do. I think about this often when we go on vacation, because when you go on vacation, you change your habits for that week. Maybe for that week, you're not doing your usual everyday normal routine things, but you establish new habits almost immediately when you're on vacation. And whatever routine you establish on that first day on vacation typically is what you end up doing the entire time while you're on that trip. So I want you to remember that as you establish these habits and routines early on while we are in the situation of being forced to stay home and needing to be at home to help control this virus. And it will help you get on the right track. All right. So this daily routine is for good health and more energy. First things first, morning routine. How should you start your morning routine? First off, first thing you should do, you know, aside from getting up, going to the bathroom, brushing your teeth, all that stuff, is start your day with a glass of lemon water. As I take a sip of my very empty water here, a glass of lemon water reduces your body's acidity levels, which in turn protects you against inflammatory diseases such as fungal infections and osteoporosis. It serves as a natural diuretic, which will flush your system out to help reduce water retention that may occur during the night hours. So if you are somebody that wakes up in the morning feeling really bloated, fingers feeling really puffy, face feeling puffy, drinking that first huge glass of ice cold water and throwing some fresh lemon in there is a really great habit to get yourself into. You wake up in the morning, you are dehydrated. It's very rare that you go 6, 7, 8 hours without having water. So it makes perfect sense to start your day with a glass of lemon water. Next, what you should do, and I'm not saying the very next thing you should do, but what you should incorporate into your morning is exercise. Working out in the morning improves your energy levels. It improves your circulation. It encourages good lymphatic function. And believe it or not, just 20 minutes every day can make a difference. Mixing up cardio and weights throughout the week for all over toning and general health. Also, a really good routine to get into is getting on the scale. It's an effective way of monitoring your weight. And certainly now, because we're home and we are wearing baggy clothes, most likely, if you are somebody that's either unfortunately out of work, or if you are luckily somebody that can work remotely, and you're somebody like me that gets to wear activewear all day long. There are studies that have been done. People that wear baggy clothing all day long will gain weight without realizing it. So do yourself a favor and get on that scale. Because if you don't get on that scale, you are not going to have any gauge at all as to what you weigh. So don't go too long. Don't go weeks without weaning yourself. And this also allows you to fall into a state of denial about weight gain. So exercise 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be long. And if you are somebody that follows me on Facebook, I have been doing live videos every single day, Monday through Friday. It's my prison body workouts, as I call them. Prison body. That's right. We are trapped inside. So we are going to make the best of what we have and work out. All right, moving on. Eat a good breakfast. It is very important to start your day off right. Fuel yourself with a healthy mix of protein and slow-release carbohydrates. So what is a slow-release carbohydrate? A slow-release carbohydrate would be your complex carbs, your oatmeal, your cereals. Love my grits. If you are a fan of farina, that is another slow release carbohydrate. Quinoa is another one. Your fast release carbohydrates would be your sugars. So stay away from those pastries, stay away from the donuts, stay away from the simple sugars and the sweets, because what happens is your body is going to burn through of the sugars and give you a nice spike, but then you are going to feel really groggy a couple hours later when you dip down and your insulin levels drop. Sensible options include yogurts and nuts and berries. An omelet is the best choice. And certainly you can add a piece of fruit, but don't overdo the fruit because, like I said, it'll spike your insulin levels. All right. So throughout the day, you want to stay hydrated. One thing that I know for me, and I busted myself the other day, I'm out of whack here because I'm in a different routine, and I noticed that I didn't drink any water all day long, didn't drink water. So get yourself into the routine of making sure you are staying hydrated. Make a awareness of trips to the bathroom. If it's dinner time and you've only gone to the bathroom twice, I know we're trying to conserve on toilet paper, but let's be real, people, you need to stay hydrated. Hydrate and have a smart snack. So I want to talk about snacking. Snacking means you select a time that you want to have a snack. When it comes to snacking, you want to pick foods that will give you a slow release of energy, and you want to pair a protein with a carbohydrate, a complex carbohydrate, which is one of the choices that I had mentioned earlier, and a healthy fat. Try an apple with some peanut butter, some tuna fish with avocado. Avoid grazing and taking multiple trips to the pantry. Set a time, put it on a plate, and stick to it. You want to avoid the grazing because you will forget and it becomes mindless on how many times you are going to walk over to that pantry and grab things. If you don't put it on a plate, you're going to not count it. It mindless will not have happened. So my biggest rule is set a time and put it on a plate. I oftentimes, since I have this rule incorporated with me and in my house, we'll set my snack time for say 10:30, and maybe it's 9:45 and I'll be bored. So I'll get up and go to the pantry because I'll want a snack, and I'll look at the clock and go, oh no, can't have it yet because it's only 9:45. And it will make me go back to what I was doing and continue until it is 10:30. And I do that with my kids because otherwise it would have been a handful of something in the pantry. And that handful could be 100 or 200 or 300 calories. You also, a really good tip is you want to keep visual reminders of healthy snacks out somewhere in the kitchen that will stimulate the desire to make healthy choices. There have been research studies done where apples and bananas that have been kept out have caused members of the family to actually crave apples and bananas without them even thinking about it. So mom leaves the bananas out and has apples in the bowl, even if they're artificial apples, and just their presence have caused the kids and family members to then want the apple or the fruit during snack time. If you have nuts out or you have the bag of chips out or there's somewhere where you can see them, it's only going to cause a craving. It's like having an ongoing commercial all day long. So if it's out there, you're going to want it. You are much more likely to grab it. It is going to tempt you. All right. So moving on, lunchtime, afternoon. So this could be busy. I know that I've been guilty of this myself where I'll work through lunch and the next thing I know it's 2 o'clock and I haven't eaten yet. So if you have to set your reminder on your phone or somewhere to remind you to eat lunch, because we are all home, a good tip is, eat your leftover dinner for lunch the next day. You know, we have to be really mindful of the food that we have collected and that we purchased. We don't want to throw anything away. And if your family is like mine, we did buy a lot. And oftentimes our dinners are jumbo size because we're all home now. And we ended up having so much leftovers last week that we had 2 leftover nights. So this week we decided that our lunches were going to be leftover lunches. And it's really helped out a lot because now it's cut down on worrying about making lunches and it's all great, healthy stuff. If you're watching your weight, make sure that you are tracking. And I always like to use MyFitnessPal as a tracking tool. Keep your portions realistic and remind yourself when you're done. Because now that you don't have a 45-minute lunch break or an hour lunch break, it's really easy to keep on eating. And I know for me, I work from home and I have worked from home for a while. This was something that I had to teach myself. You can't go back and you shouldn't go back for seconds and thirds and fourths because you can. And because you have sweatpants on. And because they're loose fitting, again, reminder, get on that scale the next day and measure out your portions because it's going to make a difference in the end. All right. If you are just joining us, I am broadcasting from home today and you get the pleasure of hearing my yippity yappity dog in the background. So next we're going to talk about some mid-afternoon exercise. So most of us have a mid-afternoon slump somewhere between 2 and 4. You can keep yourself going throughout the day by moving around. Get some moderate exercise in the afternoon. If you're working from home, you probably might not be working the same hours because you have reduced time from not having to drive to work and drive home. You might have the ability to take a quick walk for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Believe me when I tell you, this will do you wonders. So those of you that read my book, Girlfriend's Guide to Weight Loss, available on Amazon, I call this hour the witching hour. This is the worst hour of the day because your energy levels have dropped, you're bored, there's really nothing to do, you're hungry, and you keep finding yourself in the pantry. I mean, this happened to me the other day or last week. I just kept finding myself in the pantry and I have this walk-in pantry that's amazing. And I just kept finding myself in there. Like, what, Irene, why are you in the pantry again? So what I did instead was I made myself a high protein snack, which is my suggestion. That high protein will fill you up. It will send messages to your brain that will tell your brain that you are full. And they will sustain your hunger until dinner so that you are not wanting to eat everything in sight at dinner time. And then to keep me from wanting to eat everything, I went for a brisk walk. So now I got some exercise, I got some fresh air, and I was enlightened and got back to my desk and got a couple more hours of work in before settling in for my dinner routine. And that witching hour went away. I was more than pleased about it. It took a tremendous amount of willpower on my part. I wanted to just cave and jump into the bag of salt and vinegar chips, but I was really strong about it. And I went with the high protein snack and the walk instead. And now that is our family routine. We take the dogs and everybody goes for a walk at that hour because we were all finding ourselves snacking. I bought 6 bags of salt and vinegar chips that last time I went to the grocery store a couple weeks ago, and they're all gone. And I know there's 6 of us in here and we love them, and I do too. But it just showed me that we were snacking way too much. All right, moving on, dinner routine. With everything going on, yes, we need to be realistic and throw together a delicious dinner. Whether you're taking out to support our local businesses. But remember, it should not be this grand buffet because we're home. You're trying not to waste food. You're trying to keep things realistic. Green vegetables are a good choice. I know it's getting hard to keep fresh fruit and vegetables on hand, but always try to make sure that you have a protein on your plate, because that's going to keep you from overeating later on in the evening, and that I'm going to get to later. But you want to avoid that caffeine in the late afternoon and evening. One thing I've noticed with people working from home is we don't have to get up as early anymore. So people tend to be drinking caffeine later, and it's really cramping our sleeping style. So with that being said, it's still really important that we take time to relax at night, because before we know it, we are going to all be back into our normal routines, and we are all going to be back at work, and we're all going to be wanting to throw a brick at our alarm clock when it wakes us up in the morning. So we don't want to get too used to sleeping in. So my advice to you is stay on the routine of getting up. And if you don't take time to relax at night, you are not going to be able to fall asleep at a decent hour. And you are going to have a really hard time once this is all over getting back into that early morning routine of getting up. If you want to get a bedtime snack on your plan, you want to plan this. I have a really, really great piece of advice for bedtime snacks. This can be very tricky. Many people get themselves into trouble during this hour because they just can't control themselves. It's a combination between loss of control. You're settled in for the night. Maybe you've had a glass of wine and now you're not thinking straight. But if you have to have a snack, you need to follow my PPP rule. Should be planned, should be portioned, and it should be put on a plate. If you don't plan it, and if you don't portion it, and you don't put it on a plate, then you're setting yourself up for weight gain. If you just open up your refrigerator, go to your pantry, and start shoveling in your mouth or taking handfuls of things, that is unplanned, it is unportioned, and is not on a plate, you will consume hundreds and hundreds of calories. And believe me, there have been studies done, and I have even studied it myself, and you could put down over 1,000 calories mindlessly without even thinking about it. This is a quick and effective means of reducing the likelihood of overeating, and endlessly eating and endlessly grazing until you fall asleep. So that is a really big, important piece of advice. PPP. And then finally, go to bed at a reasonable hour. Like I said earlier, it sounds obvious, but you want to get a good night's sleep. We are not on vacation right now. We are still trying to function. Kids are still in school. They still have to get up. A lot of us, most of us are still working. Most experts recommend that we get 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And you need to be honest with yourself. You need to still get yourself to bed at a decent hour and get up at a reasonable hour. Now, that might not mean get up at 4 if you typically were getting up at 4. But remember what I said. When this all is over, thankfully, when that day comes, we will need to go back to our regular routines. And getting up is going to be really hard for people. So turn your phone off. Turn your computer off. experts believe an hour before bed. And this will help turn your mind off. There's too much activity going on with social media, with the world, with everything. You need to wind down. And it is time for you to relax. Spend time with your family. One of the things that I've always said is there's a silver cloud, silver lining to this terribly dark cloud, and that is that we are spending more time with our families. So use this time, because I would really hate for this whole thing to be over and for us to reflect back and say, wow, we had all that time together and we spent it on social media, or we spent it watching meaningless television shows or Netflix. So turn that TV off and turn that social media off and spend time maybe playing a family game or meditating if you live alone. Read a book and ease yourself into some sleep, or reflect on your day and think about what you did and what you did that was fabulous. Think about what you did and praise yourself for everything that you did right. Set your goals up for the next day and get ready to rock your world for another day of success. So I hope that I provided some great tips for you. I hope that you use my tips. I hope you use them wisely. And certainly get up, exercise, and don't wear sweats every day. Put something on. We got to look good. You look good. I look good. Everybody looks good. All right, guys, stay in, stay safe. We'll get through this. Have a great rest of the day.